I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent. Oh,
what was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Makes you
cool. Supercoach 360 podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent.
Oh, what was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that man.
Makes you cool.
Supercoach 360 podcast.
Hey, welcome to Supercoach 360. How you doing? Thank you for joining us in the coach's box. Well, for all of 2021, ultimately, because we are at the final round. This is it. This is what we've all been waiting for. Where are you going to finish in your head-to-head? Where are you going to finish overall? Has this been your PB year? Have you had a breakout? Are you going to win the chocolates? Are you going to win your cashy? Are you going to get a coveted tracksuit? How did you go? Let us know. Jump in the comments and join the show. I am your boy, Jesse J. I am, of course, joined in the coach's box by my faithful companions again this week. We've got Bergs, Con, and Guy to talk all things Supercoach, the inevitable resting that is in team lists, the games coming up this week, and yeah. Our final goals for the year. So, fellas, how you doing? How was your weekend?
It was good, I suppose, to an extent. Didn't really have much to play for, but gained a little bit of ground on Aaron. So, happy with that, but that's all going to go out the window this week.
You going to get him in the end, Bergs? You're on mute, Bergs.
There we go.
There you are.
Hello, guys. fancy me. I don't know. I hope so.
Yeah, it's a foregone conclusion.
I'd like to think that after the poor year I've had, I'd like to just be able to sneak one home here. It'd be good. So, yeah. I'd be happy with the win.
All righty. Speaking of being happy with a win, how did you guys go over the weekend? Who's got scores? I think I'm probably starting, unless you guys had a couple of really bad ones.
I think I'm second.
Yeah?
I'm second, I think.
Well, I'll crack it open. Yeah.
We'll just go one by one and we'll see. Let's go, Jazzy.
I got 11.97. Whopping. Throw it on the table. Top 36% for the round. Puts me in the top 18% overall. I'm only fielding 16, 15 this week. So that's pretty much my season done and dusted, really. Knocked out of all finals, all head-to-heads, everything. It's been a fun year. Who's next?
Con?
Can you get me? Yeah. All right, I'll go.
So you said you were going second, didn't you?
Oh, I'm in second last, yeah. My bad.
then I go. I got a 13.04. Put me in the top 23% of scorers. Like, just quick note on that. I was talking to Juzzy off air before. Being in the top 23% of scorers, I think this year we've had a lot more people play on till the end. Do you know what I mean? Like, last year, a lot of people, I think, dropped off before the last few rounds, which I understand it was a COVID year and stuff. So, but that gives me a total score of 30,158 and still in the top 5,000 just with a 4.718.
Are you just saying that because you're trying to make yourself feel better about coming in the top 23% or what?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You're up next.
I got a 13.96. Really should have written it down.
Well, updates are good to you.
Yeah, not too bad. They could have been better. I think I was still chipped about 32 points, to be honest. I think I'm just in the top 5,000. Like, I think I'm 4.996 or something like that. So that's about the peak, I think.
All right. Well, I scored 14.30. Still lost my main semi-final that I was trying to win by 30 points. So didn't matter about the score. It was top 6%, moved up. I'm in the top 11% now. So working my way back, but way too late. And that's about it. In terms of what beat me, what beat you, boys?
Oh, plenty.
My main one was obviously Teddy. Teddy, us boys who had Teddy, you obviously heard us. I think that's got to be his lowest score in 80 minutes, surely. And the other one that really hurt me as well was Bradman Best. Just didn't get any boards. Really frustrating to watch. Like, I'm not a Knights fan, and when I watch their games, you just want him to get the ball, and he just doesn't get any service. So he's never again for me.
It's shit service when he gets it. Like, it's late and he's got man on straight away. Like, as a Best owner myself, it's hard to watch him out there, eh? Especially when you know if you give him some space, he does so much with it, and he just gets none. Con, you'd be the best to answer that.
Yeah, the place you see him stop at Mitch Barnett, they never seem to throw him underneath or cut him out or anything. Clifford just seems to feed him the ball all the time and Best gets nothing.
Is that maybe to hold Best, like, try to keep him a little bit fresh, or?
Oh, honestly, I don't know, bud, what they're thinking.
Because he's a weapon, man. Like, it's one of them weapons you're not using. Like, it's like a wasted thing.
Yeah, shit's got to change if we want to do anything over the next couple of weeks, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what bit me was Harry Grant bit me with a 40. Like, I was really expecting a bit more from Harry. He down-dated too, so that was disgusting. Luciano, so just had an off week.
What did he score?
Sammy Walk, 40-odd, I think.
Isn't that a normal week without attacking stats?
Yeah, but I was expecting in that game, they should have got at least one or two, I feel. And that he was normally the guy to go to, and they don't use him as another one, bit of a waste. Like, don't use him properly.
Sammy Walker. He'll be a handy play this week, though.
Yeah, he will. Sam Walker's another one I had Best as well as you. And then Nofo, he's another one I've had. And then Tupanua, just what the fuck. He's a regret. He's like, don't get me wrong, I loved it when he was scoring well. But the last 5 weeks, man, he's done absolutely, like, I know he's Mr. Fix It. He plugs holes and stuff, but fucking wow. And I'll give the bag after.
Is it to Teddy?
Well, yeah, it is, because normally everyone bounces back from a bag. So I'll give him a bag this week, and he comes back this week, hopefully, and seals the deal against Con for me.
Right. No, but in saying that, last week's 180 odd or whatever as captain got him right, got you right ahead of me too. So you look at it both ways.
Yeah, where was that this week? Where was that effort and enthusiasm?
I don't know.
Wasn't there, Bagworth. Does he what beat you, bud?
Remember when Cleary got injured in like round three or four or suspended? And Gussie? Yeah, I mean, that really, I think that's when my season went downhill from there. So I'm not bothering. I mean, as far as the week goes, it's the same as you guys. I didn't even play Noffer, I don't think. Maybe I got him as an AE.
Well, you're cheering.
But yeah, man, like, I mean, Teddy best this week, but ultimately, yeah, I'm just looking at my season and just sort of lamenting decisions, trying to plan for next year. But how do you plan for stuff like that? Thought I was being a genius, saving trades, you know, like, oh no, I'll hold these guys, their guns, you don't trade them out. Ended up holding them a week too long here and there, and it just messed up that run of trading him in at the right time and getting on the next bloke. And my season just literally went downhill. I started to claw my way back a little bit at the end, and then, yeah, mass injuries and resting again. It's been carnage this year, bro.
What bit you in your house this week, Con?
Lack of players. One.
Is that poor planning from you, or is it just like
It's a bit of both, obviously, but I did try and have the best players in their positions, and they all just happened to either get suspended or fall apart on me. So I'm going to have more bad luck than shit planning, but you could look at it both ways, I guess.
Well, just quickly then, look, if you're going to write something down on paper to take into next year, because we all know we hit the fish tank hard, if you were going to write something down on paper for yourself for next year to just remember, what would it be? Like, what would you give yourself a little note for next year about?
Mine would be forget about the buy rounds. Don't even bother trying to make the numbers up there and just save those trades for the back end of the year.
Yeah.
Obviously, unless I'm coming first over the first 12 weeks, which, let's face it, is highly unlikely. Yeah, otherwise you save those trades, bank them later on.
All right. What about you, Guy? You're going to write yourself down something for next year?
Oh, just total different strategy. Like, don't go for those, because I've always been high on the high base players. Just because those, you know, those 10, 20-point scores were just real killers for me. But this year's just changed that completely. Perfect example was Jason Saab, you know. So I just think, yeah, next year I'm going to go for the higher ceiling. So, you know, front rowers are going to be virtually worthless. Just go for those, look at the draws and just go for those high ceiling players. And because you're going to need high points. It's only going to go up. Points aren't going to come down. You only look at the scoring over the years, and the average high score continually is going up. So,
does he?
I think mine would be probably think more about your starting team and don't be afraid to only be starting with, you know, 23 players if you know those two are coming through and definitely getting their runs, and just plan a little bit more at that point. I think everything else I sort of wanted to achieve, I did this year. I had a bit more balance in my teams, and there was never really screaming for, you know, some weakness in my teams. Maybe beef up my second row a bit. Because if anything, that's where I lacked this year, was my second row, and that's what let me down, was not having that variety in my second row. But probably just don't be afraid to go in with a couple of nuffs from the start, maybe even one or two legit nuffs from the complete start, and just try rolling with 23 instead and playing the cards a bit better instead of trying to play as many as possible.
What about yourself, Aaron?
Me personally, other than your out and out guns, obviously Turbo and Nate, you know what I mean? And we'll still, jury's still out on Cody Walker, but But those two definitely, I'll definitely have to look at starting with one of those two players because they're going to be very expensive. But I'm going to throw everything else out the window that I've learned this year because, no, well, last year, like, you know what, last year, like, starting of this year, I remembered from last year, these are the people that I need to have, like, they were the Maddows, the Angus Crichtons, just a few of those, like, people that they were must-haves, you know what I mean? And if I would have this year not had them in such high regard as must-haves and sort of thought, well, if I save the money there and put it into the Mitch Barnetts and the David Fifitas and the there was someone else, Isaiah Papali'i. If we would have overlooked the guns and put our money there, fuck, I could have had such a better team, you know what I mean? Like, it was an extra 200,000-300,000 just to have those two blokes on the park over Fifita and Isaiah Papali'i, you know what I mean? That's a whole nother, that would have been Cody Walker from the start or Munster from the start, you know what I mean?
Mate, IPAP's a bit of a hard one because he's gone 3 years just screwing us when he's been starting our first team and then disappeared on us. And
I know. I'm just saying, like, in the perfect world, like, because I didn't think like that. I thought I must have these guys because they're going to be outscoring everyone else in their position by plenty, which wasn't the case. That ended up happening in the backs this year. Do you know what I mean? Like, Naif was way in front, and the fullbacks were way in front of everyone else. You know what I mean? Whereas last year, your fullbacks were still in front, but not by that much.
Well, it's only really one fullback that's leaps and bounds above.
Oh, a fully fit Pappenhausen all year. And
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, there's a few there that if they were fully fit all year, and if Teddy had, I think, 11 starters go down before round 17, man, plus some key retirements of key blokes. And like, you can see where that's taken out of their game. So that's affected his game, but still done well, still running around pumping out 80s. Like, no shit score. Just not what Turbo was doing.
Who got the bag this week?
Teddy. Teddy got the bag. Teddy got the bag for his fucking poxy 18. I know he was up for it the week before, but fuck, man. To get kept out of the game that much is obviously, that's an attitude on his behalf too.
Yeah.
You know, so... You deserve it.
Another one for me is probably steer clear of those people with lots of previous suspensions and shit. So when they get suspended, they really get whacked hard.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be staying away from Latrell. Gus will have to try and fight his way back into my team and plays like that.
TBJs and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of them things. The whole loading thing's a killer, isn't it? Like,
it is.
It's ridiculous. Kills your super coach. Well, look at, like, don't get me wrong, look at the trail thing now. Like, because he's had the loading, and if he fought that, he looks at 9 weeks or something, doesn't he?
Yeah, if he fought and lost, it was 9.
Is that because of loading?
Yeah, loading and previous offences.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Are we going through the teams, or is there too much to get through this week?
If I can pump through it, why not?
Your icon?
No, I don't have my laptop.
All right, we'll wait till Jazzy's ready.
Good deal. Maybe should we start getting through some questions?
Yeah, go on the face. Go see if there's anything on Facebook. Say good day to everyone on Facebook. Can you get into the live stream thing?
Yeah. I don't know if I can get to all the comments. Sometimes it's a bit tough.
That's all right. So, yeah, other than that, like, is any games this week? There's some tough games. There's some gutted teams, man. Gutted.
There is.
All right. Wayne Dougie Walters. Hi, boys. Nervous before the $15 and $50 360 cashies. So a couple of people to shout out who are still left in the grand finals, going for some cash. Hopefully team lists were did not too bad for you. Lance George, evening legend, scored 1403 trying to catch Bergs and Con. 3 points behind Con. So right behind you.
I'm giving you every opportunity this week.
You'll get Luke, you this week.
Luke Scott, how many players do you guys have playing this week? I'll start. I have 16.
I've got options. I've got options and trades.
Rub it in. All right, Dan Morgan, evening legend. Sad that my Tuesday nights won't be the same for a bit. Hoping to knock off the miso in alleged this week and finish strong and just outside the top K.
Good luck, nice.
Yep, so a few people, more, not really many questions, but a lot of people tuning in. Andrew Barkworth says, hey, men, have 19 and two trades left. Looking to try and get around $25,000. Need two pod top point scorers for this week. I'm thinking Cleary and Campbell from the Titans. So your two top point scorers for this week.
I'll be honest, I'd wait and see with Nath, because I think if Melbourne win, that puts Penrith second no matter what. Whereas if I think Melbourne lose, Penrith can steal the minor premiership, can't they? If Melbourne lose, I dare say Cleary and all of them back up and play. But if Melbourne win, I dare say they get the rest. I'd rest him if I was him personally, but I'm not him.
Yep. I just want to mention, first of all, Jaden Campbell, he's been a really exciting player. I think it was on the weekend. It might have even been last week. He took on the line and just put a grubber through last minute and just chased after it, just off-the-cuff play like that. It's great to see because so much play in today's game is more structured. Yeah, so I actually love that little bit of flair and off-the-cuff play. And second to that is... Con, what does your man Brimson need this week to save you from donating?
Probably not have a broken jaw.
Yep, so it looks like Con's going to be donating because he couldn't average 70 for the year. And that was as well, we just want to say we made that bet before we knew about the rule changes and how many points would be scored. So he was well off the mark.
Still didn't get there, AJ.
No.
Well, I think we knew about the rule changes. We just didn't know how it was going to affect.
Mm. Yep. So next up, Jared Watson. Hey, fellas, just want to give a massive bag this week to Bloody Simonson and his 4 points.
Oh, what a bro.
And he's injured for this week too.
Oh. Did he play the whole game for four or?
I'm assuming if he's injured this week, I'm going to say no, but I don't know. We have seen wingers get 4 points in 80 minutes quite often.
Yeah.
All right. Vowsy, Mark Vowsy. G'day, lads. Can't even run a reserve this week. Poor Vowsy.
Vowsy, bro.
Timmy O'Connor, 1436 last week, boys. Only 16 players jumped 28 spots up to 229th, going for my personal best and beating with top 250.
Nice, Timbo. Yeah,
Timbo, bro.
Another one, Ross Mann, a regular lad, 64th overall, didn't have much trouble. In trouble this week, as I've only got 14, though. How much can I buy a trade off your four Bergs?
You just give me some tips for cricket and I'll give you a trade if I could. don't forget, Roscoe does his own BBL stuff. So check out, I think it's BBL Legends page for Roscoe through the cricket
time. We've got racing, I think, to get through before BBL, but. We'll get there eventually. Adam Bolt, hey, lads. So my year has come to a disaster. My twin bro has beaten me in my head-to-head prelim and he's currently ranked in the 1300. It's his first year and he's ended up ranked higher than I ever have. Absolute disaster.
Yeah, that sucks. Nice.
Playing at ESP, so he's stealing all your Supercoach shit from the twin.
We got one from the Turbo Hemis Cup. You and me in the Muppet Finals for the THC Con.
Okay, no.
Yeah, would be.
Yeah. And beat Savs last week to make it to the minor grand final with 16 again. So,
got Sal again with 16.
Yeah.
Did he have 17?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, savage.
All right, last one. Lance George says, surely Henry Perinara's splits for the bag.
Oh, yeah, can't argue with that.
I can't argue with that. I really can't. He is a scapegoat and all this, but.
What was your thoughts?
Well, he's the one that didn't send him, didn't it?
Yeah. Do you think he should have been sent?
Yeah, he should definitely have been sent. If old mate can't come back because of what happened, then definitely should have been sent.
So you're saying it's not how he come in; it's more dependent on if the guy's seriously injured or not.
Well, it's ended his night. Like, it's not like he's just gone for a concussion. Like, he's flat out broken his face.
Yeah, yeah. So you're going off the result.
In dangerous contact, like.
No, I'm the opposite of that. I don't think the player's injuries or anything should be affected the way that somebody gets punished.
Oh, definitely.
If it's worth a send-off, it's worth a send-off. If it's not, it's not. And it shouldn't matter if old mate's got jumped straight back up or he's laid down with a broken face like Marnie.
But you know what? If he hits him legally, he doesn't have a broken face, bro.
But what if you hit Manu the exact same way, but no damage was done to Manu's face?
Good hit.
Should it be a different punishment?
Play
good
on.
Hit. Good hit. Play on, because he didn't touch his fucking head.
I don't think it should be variant on the injury. Yeah.
The whole drama was he hit him in the head.
Latrell's got to accept that if he's going to come in at that speed, the margin for error is very small. So it's very easy for it to go wrong. And I don't think he intentionally hit him, but he did come in. He did get him in the head. So
Different story if you're the size of Dufty and shit. You can do that. Because you can't hurt the corner post. But Terrell Mitchell is a fucking monster, man.
But that's what I mean. You're saying he should have been sent off because Manu's night was over. If Manu jumped straight back to his feet and had nothing wrong with him from the exact same hit that Latrell did what? Then Latrell only gets a penalty against him, or he only gets 10 minutes, or what?
No. Are you saying he still hits him in the head?
Yeah. He still hits him the exact same way, but Manu's face doesn't break and he bounces back up and plays on.
With the rule change, I know it's changed since Origin and stuff like that, but if we were going back pre-Origin, he's gone. He's gone.
Not sent off. Those rules were set off.
8 weeks ago.
But, yeah, you know what? If he hits him in the head like that, and even if he doesn't break his eye socket, I think, yeah, that's 10.
See, I'm happy. I think it should have been 10 no matter what happened to Joey Manu.
Yeah. Anyway, in saying that, just to touch on the social media side of it, people who do that are fucked. Like, go and carry on calling people dogs. It's like, well, at the end of the day, it's a man's sport. You know what I mean? We're not out there playing netball or doing other shit. Like, it's a man's sport. It's brutal sport. It's good to watch.
That's it. It's a fast-paced physical game. Accidents are going to happen. There's nothing we can do about it. They're always going to happen.
I also don't want to see it get too soft. You know what I mean? I don't want to see it shit.
Yeah.
So I think maybe the 9 weeks is a bit hard.
Mm.
You know, just to even table 9 weeks to a fucking dude that's 23 is fucking 9 weeks is nearly half a season.
Yeah.
Take out buys and shit. Like, no, it's a long time.
All right. Well, we're going to start looking at this week's games and maybe just talk for people who do have trades. I think Berger's the only one on our podcast that has them. But for Bergs, maybe we could lead him for who are some good trades this week.
Well, not for me. Like, let's just hypothetically say, like, do you know where I am?
Well, no, hold on. Did we answer old mate's question about our two highest point scorers for the week?
No, we didn't.
I think we skipped over that.
No, we didn't.
I think maybe we should give him an answer quickly.
Me? I'm going to go with Nico Hines.
They have to be. I think you want a pod options.
What about who's the dude who comes in for Barnett? What's his name? Brody Jones, isn't it?
Brody Jones.
Is he an option? He scores some tries, man.
But I think he's looking more at the fullback, halfback role where the big points are. Why I suggested Jaden Campbell and Nathan Cleary.
Would you look at Trindle from the Sharks?
Not against Storm.
It's a fully heavy depleted Storm.
Not really. I think they've only got the Fox out, Munster out, and Jesse Bromwich.
And you know what?
Maybe both the back rowers.
Sharks have always had their number a bit over the years, you know.
I think Reece Walsh is a good option this week against Gold Coast.
I can't. Not if both Teddy and Turbo are playing.
No, as two top point scorers. I also think Lucy. Lucy will be a good pod this week up against the Dogs. He's due for an attacking start.
I wouldn't mind Dylan Edwards up against half of Parramatta.
Yeah.
What about one for you? I just want to bring him up. The good old MILF. He's been killing it. Have you been? You boys been watching him?
Me personally, I think I'd rather Albert Kelly, eh? Uncle Albert, is he named this week? He is fucking good. He's come back from England good, man.
I think if they stick with Milford and Kelly, they're quite good. And with Tessie New, they all look a bit similar on the field. It's actually because I'm a Tessie New owner. Sometimes it's a bit hard to see who's who.
Well, Tessie's the nuggety. He's nuggety, Tessie, bro.
Yeah, and Tessie's
got pretty stocky, actually.
Yeah.
Now, look, only because I've been burnt so much by MILF in the past, I'd never, ever spear anyone into MILF, eh? Fuck. I couldn't do it to anyone, man. That's just rude.
Well, he's gone 93 and 96 in the last 2 weeks. So just a bit of bounce back to his the old MILF days.
Yeah, right. And 12 and 12 prior to his fucking stint, wasn't it?
No.
He's got an average of 50.
Yeah, but he's had a 23-minute game in there for 16. So if you want to take
it. He got hooked.
Was it hooked or was it injured?
Hooked.
Okay. It was against the Roosters, so.
They ended up winning that, didn't they?
I'm not too sure. It wasn't too
Once
long
they ago. Hooked him?
Round 22.
No, they didn't win that one. They won earlier.
It was the earlier one.
Yeah. But, yeah, anyway, so. Yeah, but in terms of high ceilings, like Papi's obviously a good option this week.
Yeah. Hey, Jazz.
Yeah, mate.
Do you got your laptop handy?
Yeah.
Want to get the team list up?
Oh, really? You guys are padding. Oh, my bad. Sorry, boys.
No, it's all right. We've seen you abusing the poor Uber driver on the phone or whatever the fuck was.
Don't even. It wasn't I wasn't abusing. Two, it wasn't the driver. It's fucking Menulog, the actual company. And three, it's not the first time some dipshit driver has left my phone with one of my fuckwit neighbors. And then they go, oh, well, we'll just refund you just the value of your order. It's like, well, no, where's the fucking inconvenience? These douchebags have got my food. Where's the compensation? Right? Like now I'm inconvenienced. I've got to go reorder. I've got to now wait an hour and a half for my food because if your driver's fucking incompetent, why? Right? Yeah. I'm fucking sick of it.
But why do you have to wait an hour and a half for food? Can't you just go knock on your neighbor's door and just say, hey, man, I think the driver dropped it off at the wrong door?
If it was still sitting out the front of their door, mate, otherwise, guess what? They fucking see Macca's out the front of their door and go and fucking score. The dickhead down the back had to deliver it to the front again.
Can I be blunt?
No.
Yeah, go for it.
Huh?
No, let's move on. Fat.
She's fat, man. She's eating anything gets dropped at the door, bro.
Time to move on.
All right. So
I'm getting them up.
While Judgy's getting it up, is anything that caught your eye over the weekend? Anything from any of the games?
Right, so I got it. We're right. So, first game, Raiders v Roosters, Thursday in Mackay. So, for the Raiders, Nickel Klokstad makes his first run on start in his fullback. Rapana shifts to the wing, takeover for Simerson. Joseph Tarpany suffered a knee injury that's been named. Ayosa Soliola comes in at lock. Ryan Sutton goes to the bench. Croker's immediate future remains unclear as he battles a knee injury. For the Roosters, Crichton makes a return from suspension. Josh Morris goes out with a hamstring. Hargraves with a knee. Back from a hamstring. We're here, Hargraves, back from a knee. And Adam Kieran back on deck from a head knock. Lachlan Lamb is named at fullback. Sam Walker is on the pine. Fletcher Baker will miss the game after accepting a one-match ban for a crusher tackle. Siwasa Takiaho has avoided serious injury and will play. Egan Butcher has also been named and will be monitored. Crichton's return will push Butcher to the bench and White to the reserves.
All right. One is
Wait, is there any chance they rest Teddy with Joey Manu out? They can't, eh?
Nah.
Don't think so. The one who's caught my eyes again from Canberra, and it's Jordan Rapana. He'll put up 120 or something ridiculous again on the weekend. And
does he have that in him against the Roosters?
Well, he wasn't at fullback on the weekend.
I think he started
for parts of the game
at fullback.
Yeah, and then Chance came and moved him.
I just think he's been a great pod. So, no, everyone's kind of always looked at him, but no one's actually really brought him in.
He's one of them players that every year he'll go on a run. You know, if you get him at the right time and you get off at the right time, it's a masterstroke. If you get on, he'll crew you. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of them things.
All right, apart from that, like Josh Papali's gone downhill. Jackie Boy White has gone downhill. There's not too many other high ceiling players that you could go for.
Yeah.
No, they're all on the Roosters tied.
Yeah, well, who do you like in the Roosters? Sam Walker?
He's on the bench.
He come off the bench 2 weeks ago and went all right.
Only 70. What?
I think I only had 15 plays that week. I would have loved the 70.
I took it.
but definitely Teddy's got to be a strong candidate.
Yeah.
Good vice captain option, I reckon.
I don't think you can. Who's Manly got?
I'm not sure. So why can't a vice captain Teddy?
Well, then you can't captain Turbo.
No, that is a good point.
Yeah, Cowboys.
Got me there.
My pleasure.
Anyone else in the Roosters? You could normally go one of their wingers.
Let's be honest. I mean, there's probably not much in it in terms of players that people actually have. I mean, unless you've got a trade left. Josh Morris, I think, would be my sneaky pod.
He's garbage, man.
I'd go Kieran over him.
He put up a 20-odd or something, didn't he?
When?
The game before he got injured.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise Ikavalu, but I mean, that's it. There's just no one really there.
Ikavalu's gone, bro.
I think Saar put up a 20-odd last week before he went big this week too, so...
Mm.
With the centre wings, 20 doesn't mean shit to me. I just like their opposition.
Saab could have scored two more tries on the weekend.
What do you mean Ikavalu's gone?
Injured.
He did his knee, I think, or something.
He's named.
Is he?
Yeah, he's named at number 5.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, he's back this week. Yeah, he has been injured, but he's back this week. Yeah. Yeah. Out, that's why.
But Dale Copley played there last week, didn't he?
Yeah, he's injured. He's not even may even make the extended bench.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't mind Sticky Icky as a pod then.
Yeah, I don't mind Sticky Icky either. He'd be 500 grand, but.
Do you think they're going to go Tupu's side, though, or are you going to go Sticky's?
Well, Copley, I think. Go, Con.
Copley scored one last week and stumbled his way to missing a second, so.
It's a favoured side.
All righty, moving on. Sharks v. the Storm. Oh, you want to put your tips in for that? Where are you going?
Chooks.
Yeah, it's here. I'll go to Chooks as well.
Yeah, yeah. As long as Teddy plays, I'll go to Chooks.
All righty, for the Sharks. Matt Moylan returns to the starting side. Luke Metcalf moves to the bench for the as the only change to the side. For the Storm, Jesse Bromwich suspended for one game for a crusher. Addo Carr with a hamstring is going to miss round 25. George Jennings returns from a knee injury on the wing. Nelson Asofa Solomona is back from a hamstring, a prop. Tui Kamakamika is the other starting prop. Christian Welch gets a rest. Cameron Munster gets a rest with Nico Hines starting in number six. Finucane returns from a head knock, which sees Harry Grant go to the bench. Brandon Smith shift from lock to starting hooker. Felice Kafusi, Kenny Bromwich also getting a rest with Chris Lewis and Aaron Penne coming in. Jordan Grant and Riley Jacks on the bench.
Even with all those players missing, they still name a team that could beat probably 12 other teams in the competition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Like, yeah, Storm. I mean, look, Munster getting a rest.
Yeah. All right. A little bit Supercoach related, but also a little bit not, right? Melbourne going forward, like just say to get them to the premiership this year, it is Nico the man at one for them? Like they seem to not have their system as well in place as they did. Like don't get me wrong, when Pappenhausen was there from game 1 to 10, fucking on point. But since then, it seems to have changed a little bit to like fit Nico in. And I don't know if they've gone back to being able to the fast pace of Pappenhausen, if you know what I mean.
Well, I think Paps more relies on their forwards to dominate through the middle. If their forwards aren't dominating through the middle, Paps isn't following through and reaping havoc. He doesn't have that ball-playing skill on the edges the same as Nico.
Yeah, yeah.
Where Nico can create a try from his own end kind of thing.
Just so, yeah, breaking news, guys, just for our listeners there on the pod. Those owners of Matt Lodge, he's been found not guilty at the judiciary and he's free to play. So handy to those owners.
That's big news.
Yes.
He was a regret for sale through the year, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going on to the next game.
You going to put your tips in?
Melbourne.
Yeah,
That's another, I think, Jerome Hughes for old mate before. He wanted the pod option. I don't mind him without Munster there.
Oh, you'd go Papi before anyone, wouldn't you? Like you were just saying.
Not necessarily.
Only because of goal kicking for me there.
Yeah, plus the price. He's easy to bring in. And, yeah, he's got the high ceiling by a long way.
Well, if old mate can afford Cleary, I don't think money's an object to him.
He could get both.
All righty.
Jerome Hughes and Pappenhausen.
Do you think Sharks are any chance?
Nope.
Nah.
Even with that side, all right.
Nah, not a big Nels back. Nels the back. I love Nels, mate.
Yeah, he's been missed big time from him.
I wouldn't run anywhere near that fucking human being.
Well, hopefully Harry can just pop him one short and push him over.
And then you still got to get around big fuck off Dale Finucane. We've got fucking hands like Wreck-It Ralph. They're big fuck off, just massive fucking hands, man.
All right.
I don't know if you can tell about cartoons during lockdown.
Next game's game of the round. Penrith Para, Battle of the West.
Is it?
Yeah, so, Battle of the West. They're both West.
Junior Paulo, one game suspension for a shoulder charge. Clint Gutherson gets a rest with Hayes Perham taking over at fullback in his first game for the club. Murata Niokore is out. And Isaiah Papali'i and Nathan Brown are being rested ahead of the finals. So you've
He's still named on the extended, though, I think, IPAP.
All right. Well, you've got
Oregon Kafusi,
Makahesi Makatoa, Bryce Cartwright, Keegan Hipgrave, and Ray Stone all come into the starting pack. Debutants Sam Loizo and Kai Rodwell, as well as Sean Russell on the bench alongside Sean Lane, who suffered a head knock last weekend but has been named to play. Will Smith and Jake Arthur in the halves with Dylan Brown and Mitch Moses also being rested. Tom Upacek returns from a rib injury and will partner Michael Oldfield in the centres with Wonga Blake also getting a rest. So we're out pretty much the reserve grade side running
that's
out for.
That's why not game of the round for me. Penrith should put 50-60 on him.
See what happens. Here's hoping. For the Panthers, full strength side, Spencer Lemieux has been listed amongst the reserves and could be in line for a return. If the Storm lose, the Panthers are in line for the minor premiership if they can win this game. So, yeah, pretty much nothing changes over in Panther Town.
A lot hinges on the Melbourne game then.
I'll tell you what, Parrot, I rubbished him a fair bit, but last week they actually had a game of football.
How good was it to see them smash Melbourne?
Not particularly for me.
It's no either win, lose, or loss there for me. I just don't really care. But yeah, whatever.
It's just good to watch. It was good to know that Melbourne isn't unbeatable. The fact that they stopped them from achieving the new record. I don't know. There's just something bittersweet about it.
No, I think they deserve the record.
Well, they technically have the record, would it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like getting the Don Bradman and getting out. I think Hayden was the first one to go past it and everyone called him a grub and shit, remember? Do you remember? Yeah. Everyone else retired at fucking the same
Toby
score.
Toby retired at 3:34.
And then he was the first one to go past it and people are like, oh, you fucking dogged the Don. And it's like, fuck off. Like, it had to be done, you know?
Yeah, that's it. I think he got 380 Hayden.
Yeah. I remember when they went past, when he went past and commentary team was like, probably should have declared there or something. It's like, fuck off, like let him go.
Bradman shouldn't have got out.
That's right.
Yeah, what brought that up? The record. That's right.
Record.
I think their record is superior to the Roosters one anyway.
Yeah, so who's your highest point scorers in that game? You think Brian Toto? He looked good. Black sharp.
Nate if he plays.
Burdo's
already as a pod.
Didn't Burdo already get named as a rest?
No, he's got name to start. Didn't you read team list?
Yeah, full strength.
Oh, are they? All right.
But now.
So, yeah, my tip is Panthers 19 plus.
Panthers by 40, at least.
Yeah, Oregon Parra will hang on again. So, Panthers by 25. Field goal at halftime.
Did you hear the Parramatta team?
No.
Jacob Arthur, Will Smith in the halves. Hayes Purnham at fullback. Michael Oldfield and Tom Opcheck in the centres. Their whole forward pack from last week's out, sitting out.
Ross Cartwright starting in the second row.
Yeah, Cardi's out there, mate.
Start the party.
Let the magic continue.
Alrighty, so I'm going to take the Panthers in that one. Next one, Saturday, 3 o'clock, we got Broncos v. the Knights. So for the Broncos, Flegler's out for a careless high tackle, missing four matches. Ethan Bullimore comes in. Jordan Ricky's good to go. TC Rabadi goes back to the bench. Brendan Piakura was hit with a two-match ban. His place is taken by Reece Kennedy. Corey Pakes and David Mead are both on the bench as well. For the Knights, Clemmer returns from suspension in the front row. Saifidi gets a rest. Jaden Brayley, Mitch Barnett.
That's Jacob.
Jacob Saifidi gets a rest. Jaden Brayley and Mitch Barnett also being rested. So Chris Randall and Brody Jones come in. Heimel Hunt.
Would you jump on Randall for the week?
No. Heimel Hunt being rested for Stafford Toa, Phoenix Crossland and Jack Johns both on the pine as well.
Con, would you jump on Randall for the week? Made 70 tackles that game.
Yeah, no. If I'm going to get in the grand final, I want someone who potentially can go 150.
Yep. Like?
KP.
All right.
My boy.
All right, Juzzy, next game.
Juzzy's muted us.
I'm assuming everyone's on the Knights.
Yeah.
If I was a Knights fan, I'd probably tip the Broncos.
Nah, I think the Broncos still don't have 80 minutes in them. Fucking, as much as they try hard.
I don't think Newcastle do.
Yeah, exactly. I was just about to say, do you think Newcastle do?
They've probably got a better 80 minutes, like better 60 minutes than Brisbane 60 minutes, that's all. Their structure's a bit better. That's like KP, if he uses himself right, Mitch Pearce probably a bit better than their halves. Even though I rate Uncle Albert, I think he's good, Albert Kelly. But their hooker's probably a little bit – oh, no, it's different hooker. I still just rate Newcastle a bit above Brisbane.
Nah, go on. Talk yourself into the Broncos halfway through that conversation, bro.
I was thinking they got a couple there, but
their defense has come a long way over the last few weeks, I think, and our attack's gone backwards. So, and our defense isn't anything to write home about either. I think we could be in trouble.
I'm on Newcastle still.
All right, sweet ass. So, Cowboys v. the Sea Eagles, 5:30 Queensland Country Banks up there in North Queensland.
Captain Tommy.
Ruben Cotter out with a shoulder complaint. Cohen Hess returns from a bicep injury. Tomalolo swapping the number 8, going back to Lock. Lachlan Burr returns from a concussion, but so far only on the extended bench. Sea Eagles. Sean Kepi and Taniela Paseka return. So Toa Fafau Sipley and Curtis Sirenen back to the extended bench. Josh Aloye gets another start at prop, wearing number 8 this time, so named to start at prop.
I think they're big ins, Kepi and Paseka.
They're both big blokes.
Yeah, I like them coming off the bench.
Did you see in the Manly Dogs game the other day when video ref?
Cool. Sean Kepi got put on report.
Yeah, right.
Jump for stripping.
Yeah, that's it. As a ball boy.
Yeah, that's talent.
Yeah, right. Talk about having an impact on the game. So he's definitely a big inclusion for the side this week. I'm looking forward to seeing when he comes back when he's actually wearing a jersey.
obviously Turbo's captain. For those with DCE, you're laughing.
Who's getting highest try scorer, boys?
AJ.
Is AJ going to hold on or is one AJ's of these boys?
AJ's not playing, but I think he's 5 ahead of the Manly boys.
Oh, but that's not crazy against the Cowboys, is it? A pretty much full strength Manly. Likewise,
it's crazy against anyone.
Oh, I think how many did Johnston score in his last game last year? To get to get the win. It's not unheard of, it's all I'm saying. So definitely watch this space. I reckon Sarb's in with a chance, boys, personally.
If anyone's going to do it, I think it'd be Turbo.
Yeah.
Turbo for Dally M.
Yeah, you reckon?
Cody Walker.
Fuck off. You reckon?
I reckon he's a good chance. Really, really good chance.
Oh, I'll be spewing.
Why?
Because I want Turbo to get it. I just think what he brings, man. Like, it's fucking, it's exceptional football.
It is.
It is. And I know injuries, like, would be the only thing that cost him from getting it.
Yeah, 100%.
If he plays a full season, I can't see anyone getting within fucking QE of him.
No, absolutely not, but he didn't.
If he's a talking point after 13 games, you know what I mean?
Well, he was 7 points ahead of Cody when it went behind closed doors.
And he's only had 1 week off since then, 2 weeks.
Three maybe even.
Oh, yeah.
I think he got rested after both Origins.
Well, AJ would have missed one last week. Anyway.
Has Cody been suspended this year?
No. Nah.
But he would have missed one over the bye.
I think he did.
Every team had a bye.
No, yeah, we're just saying Cody got suspended.
No, he definitely hasn't been suspended.
Yeah,
I reckon he's in with a good chance.
He's going under my radar a bit.
Well, when they won 11 in a row or something, whatever they did, he was getting 3 points at least 8 weeks there, I reckon.
Yeah.
His biggest downfall is Trell.
And Reynolds.
Stealing his points. And Damien Cook, Murray. Like, Turbo doesn't really have that kind of competition around him.
If Chez is having a good game, like, Turbo's having a good game. So yeah. I mean, and the 1 point sort of gets given to a forward, I think. Well, Ruben Garrick, if he scores 5 fucking tries.
Yeah, that's it. First player in history to score 20 tries and kick 100 goals in a season.
He's had a good season, man. You know what, like, at the start of the year, he was not impressive, especially after the run he had last year. Like, I think he started the year pretty expensive and then went back to cheap.
No, that was the year before. 2019 was his big year.
Yeah.
And I think he started around 300, mid-300s this year.
Oh, yeah.
Could have been a bit dearer.
All righty.
Manly, easily.
Manly, easily.
Manly.
Yeah, I reckon you got to go Manly. Next game, Bunnies, Dragons. So, for the Bunnies, Blake Taff, replacement fullback for Latrell, who's obviously out with a suspension for that hit on Manu the other night. Only 5 of last week's starters are playing this week, so mass changes. A-Ray, Gagai, Cook all rested. AJ, Cody Walker, Cameron Murray, Jai Arrow have all been named on the extended bench, but likely to be rested as well. Lachlan Elias stops in for Reynolds at halfback with Benji Marshall in the halves. Tane Milne takes AJ's place on the wing. Braden Burns starts in the centres. Peter Mamazoulos will get his second start in place of Cook. Patrick Mago takes over at prop for Mark Nichols, who goes to lock and is also named captain this week. Jacob Host starting in the second row, Arrow in the reserves. Liam Knight missed the game after he accepted a 2-game ban for dangerous contact. Thomas Burgess also rested. So the new bench looks like Dean Hawkins, Tau Tau Moga, Jed Cartwright, and Davey Moali.
Tau Tau Moga.
Yeah.
Good on him, man. Hope he has a good game.
For the Dragons, Griffin has made minimal changes. Gerard Beal promoted into the centres to take over for Zach Lomax. Poasa Famasuli steps up to the bench, swapping with Jackson Ford. Ben Hunt, thought to be a chance to return from a broken arm, has failed to make it back for the final game of the season.
Yeah. Poor Benny. You know what? To his credit, like, I know we've hammered him and shit and in the past, but he's a tough bugger, man.
Absolutely.
Played 2 breaks this year. Like,
yeah.
Played through, like, 1 game the whole game with it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Tough bugger, man.
Yeah, that's it. And they weren't like little finger breaks or anything like that. One was a broken leg, one was a broken arm.
Yeah, the broken leg was he played nearly the whole game with that.
Yeah.
Fuck, even half time when you stop moving, fuck.
Question from Andrew Barkworth. He says, will Turbo beat Garrick for top total score for the year?
Oh, he says there's a chance if he gets himself another hat trick or fucking four even.
How many points are between them?
I'm not too sure.
Barco, check that out for us, bro. Check how much points are between them.
If there's over 100 point difference, I say no. If there's a 50-60 point difference, maybe.
Well, Garrick's on 1976 and Turbo's on 1920, so 56 difference.
Turbo's got him.
You reckon?
Yeah.
It's going to be close.
No, I'm bouncing Garrick for a bounce back this week.
Yeah, what's it? Tommy got his hat trick last week.
Get one this week too.
It's not unheard of. It's not unheard of.
First anyway. And second from the same team for total point scorer. That's a bit weird, bit different.
So can the Dragons beat can a pretty much full strength bag Dragons beat the reserve grade Rabbitohs?
Full strength Dragons.
I mean, pretty much full strength, except for Benny, as we said. And Zach Lomax.
You know what? If Cody Walker doesn't play, I'm going to say the Dragons. If Cody Walker does play, I'm going to go the Rabbitohs. But if Cody Walker doesn't play, I'm going to go the Dragons.
Fair enough.
South's easy.
Yeah, I'm going to go South to do it for sure.
I like what I see from them young blokes. Tadamone, is it Sullivan guy?
Yeah, well, Sullivan's playing out of position. He's normally a half. He's playing at nine just because we're short.
You may like what you see from them, but they still couldn't even get past the Cowboys last week.
No, they can't play for 80 minutes. That's the problem with the young blokes. They look good in patches, but, yeah, to put it together for 80 minutes, it's quite tough.
Mind you, you've got a lot of young blokes in the south side this week. A lot of those guys are, fighting for a future, though. So, and this is their one opportunity of the year.
They got Benji there to steer him around.
Yeah, I'm going to go South for sure.
I'm jumping on Drags.
Benji is your pod option.
No, I like Taff as a pod option.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who's going to play hooker?
Marmazoulis,
or whatever his name is.
I just wanted you to say his name.
All right, moving on. Titans v Warriors. So for the Titans, Kevin Proctor has been named. Ash Taylor misses out. So Tyrone Peachy is named at six. David Fifita on the bench. Mo Futuoka has been promoted back to the starting lineup. Tino Fasua Malawi back to lock and Sam McIntyre to the bench. For the Warriors, Townsend is left out. Sean O'Sullivan shifting to half, Chanel Harris-Tavita returning at 5'8". Matt Lodge successfully challenged dangerous contact charge of the judiciary and will play. Jermaine Tanua-Brown comes on the interchange in the place of Bunty Afoa. Jazz Tavaga stays on the extended bench.
That's my hot tip of the week. $7 sports bets offering Titans to make the eight. Jump on.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
What do you like, Jaden Campbell? Any time try scorer?
Yeah.
That's a tough one to pick a winner in, really.
I think Titans will do them.
I'll go Brian Kelly as a pod option and get a double.
Is he a pod option?
I'm going to jump on the Titans. He's
pretty popular, isn't he?
In Supercoach.
But done.
I don't think he's too popular, is he? He was at the start of the year, but I don't think many people have him now.
I think he's back. I think he's back up there.
Oh, okay.
He's not pod.
Oh, I'll look.
I think he's like 14%.
My boy CT.
Okay.
Oh, Corey Thompson.
What's the next game, Jazz?
Well, Brian Kelly's in 2% of teams.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bah.
All right, Tigers Dogs, final game of the round, Morton Daly Stadium. Just what do you guys reckon of Morton Daly?
Where's Which one's that?
That's the new one, Redcliffe.
Oh, that's all right.
I love the Leagues Club behind the goalpost, bro. That's awesome. Like, anyway, I can integrate that. That what an awesome suburban ground. Imagine the experiences like you can have from the Leagues Club.
I think that's at one of the Northern Beaches, like smaller clubs, you know, where they're like big glass windows are sort of behind the goalpost. You see, oh, really? They're drinking beers all day.
This one's got a full like patio area out there where you can sit and have lunch and shit and watch the game.
Catch the ball.
Yeah. Nice.
I think Hampton might be the same as well.
Boy. How would you be if I turned around? Remember last week when I told you Manly Dogs would be game of the round? It was fucking close.
It was a good game, I must admit. I was hooked. I was like, yeah, I'll take the dog for a walk at halftime. Manly should be convincing and it should be all right. And then we got to like 10-12 at halftime. I was like, well, I'm not taking the dog for a walk.
Knights game
was good too. They only got home by a point.
I thought the Rabbitohs Roosters game was the best game.
Not scoreline.
60 minutes anyway.
Yeah, it was a good game. It was a good game of footy to watch.
Well, even the Dragons, that was a back and forth game. And then even again, Penrith, like, and the favourites, I thought, they all put them away kind of in the second half, but they were all quite slow out of the blocks.
Well, yeah. Parramatta Melbourne was a decent game, bit of a schmozzle, but
upset.
Parra played really well.
Was upset of the round.
I'm gonna go Gold Coast in that game. I think they should beat the Warriors.
Yeah, I'm on the Gold Coast as well, and I'm on the Dogs.
Hey, we haven't got there yet.
Yeah, we are. We're on the Dogs. So for the Tigers, Seyfarth is out. Tuilagi returns to take his place. Tuki Simpkins is on the extended bench. For the Bulldogs, Corey Waddell returns from suspension, taking the second row spot of Matt Dory. Dylan Napa is back from a ban, but only on the extended bench. Jake Avarillo is also on the extended bench. Brandon Wakeham has been named in number six. Deanna Katua gets another start at dummy half. And Chris Smith missed out.
All right, well, I just want to bring up two things from the Dogs game last weekend. Turbo's first try. Do you think that should have been a try?
The one they initially had him on?
No, the ref went up a try.
The one
he dropped that was no try. Rolled
over his belly and then he put it down on the other side of him where Hetherington stopped him.
No try. He broke contact.
Yeah.
He didn't have control.
And then they regained it. Again. Yeah.
But,
I was only happy with it only because in real time it looked like a try. Like if you slow it down to ultra slow mo, you're always going to find errors with it. I find.
Well, don't get me wrong. When it rolled off his body, but at sort of that point, that makes it no control, doesn't it? Like
100%. I think.
Like
but the ball wasn't on the ground then.
To me, like all my life, it's always either got to have downward pressure, which can be a fingertip. Or you have to have control. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you can have downward pressure if you haven't had control of it and then lost it.
If it's just sitting on the ground, downward pressure is just tackle, or you can use your torso or anything. But with control, like when you're getting manhandled over the line, you can't roll the fucking ball over yourself and score. Like,
yeah.
You know,
he did get manhandled too.
Like Jack Hevro was all over him, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it was a great try save, like, but you know, yeah, I'll so no, you. I was a bit gobsmacked at that one. I was fuming.
Yeah, and then the second one was the bloody Joe Simpson penalty for bloody pulling Marty's hair.
Yeah, that was rough, bro.
I'll be honest.
Like, because I used to get my hair pulled heaps when we play for Hebo. You know what I mean? Like, heaps.
But
it, it's in the way. Like, it's in the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't have a win. You grew it.
If he had tackled him and then had a go at his hair after tackling him and shit, fair enough. But he was just trying to grab his jersey and the hair got in the way.
Yeah, no, that's...
Yeah, but he still grabbed the hair. That's just like saying, oh, Latrell was just going for a tackle and Joey Manu's head got in the way.
I think it's totally different situations.
You can grab the back of a jersey and swing someone as much as you want.
Yeah, but you can't grab them by the hair.
You can grab them by the scruff of the neck. If there's no fucking hair there, what do you got? Jersey
like Hetherington did to Turbo.
Well, yeah, you can collar them. Well, that's why they took away collars. Have you noticed now the jerseys don't have collars?
Yeah, yeah, but you can still get to the collar. You just can't get there with Marty's hair in the way.
Yeah.
Look like the fucking predator.
Yeah, he brought it on himself.
The way you sort it out is just bring punching back, because I guarantee you, if he knows Marty's going to punch him, there's no way he's pulling his hair.
You know what? You do that same
thing. His hair back.
You play that at normal speed, and I'm telling you, it happens that fucking fast, and he lets it go once he realises hair. Yes. Like, you see him let go once he realises hair. Like, he was disgusted.
He let go because he was scared.
Fuck off. You know what? Fuck off. You know, you don't have to be scared of anyone on the football field anymore. You do not have to be scared of anyone.
Yeah, but me in the car park after, bro.
Fuck off. Someone with a phone will ruin your career, bro.
That's all right. I'm willing to go down for that.
Well,
all right, who are you tipping? I'll go.
Dogs. Dogs are running riot.
Flano, and you like him, Flano, in the halves?
Nah, he was horrendous last week.
I just want to give Flano time. We don't have anyone else.
You know what the problem with Flano is? Flano's fifth tackle kicks are fucking shit. Why is he constantly kicking to the 15 and the 10-meter line if he's not landing on the try line? What the fuck are you doing? That's what's really frustrating me about him is he really gets exposed on his fifth tackle options because they're all garbage.
You'd rather
have you seen how big his little leg is? It's tiny. It's fucking skinny little leg, man.
You want to be a first grade halfback, bro. Kicking is your job.
Yeah, well, as he gets older, them legs will get bigger.
Nah, I don't think that's going to do it. Juzzy's not talking about the long kicks here. He's talking about the attacking kicks inside the 20 and shit like that.
Yeah, the bombs.
And a lot of the times they aren't even bombs. He just kind of puts them 10, 15 metres up in the air. It doesn't give anyone a chance to get through to him.
That's it. There's no hang time. There's no wobble on him. And then it's not like he's a good pressure builder and he's constantly putting in grubbers so that way he can get chases on and he get the repeat sets and get the dropouts and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's just...
How much time do you want to give him, Billy?
Until we can get, like, a good halfback.
Well, that's the thing. If you put Flano at number six at Penrith, he'd be a great first grader every week.
No.
Plays around him.
Would he?
Yep.
Would he be?
Totally.
I don't think he would be.
Put Luai at the Dogs.
He was at the Roosters and Robbo. He seems to be able to spot talent, old Trent Robinson. He seemed to just say, I was one of the first people to say, oh, he's a scapegoat. They've hung him out to dry. But after, like, don't get me wrong, I said it early in the year. He was a tryer. He's a tryer. And you can't knock his effort. But sometimes your trying's not doing anything.
And sometimes he tries too hard.
Just go back to just finding your groove before you try overplaying your hand. Like,
I think that's half
the game our drama. Past him. Yes, that's the thing. He was a slow man. He was a slower half.
All day. He's not an eyes up play off the cuff footy player.
And I don't think Burton is either, which we'll struggle with next year.
And what about the Fox and Dufty?
What about... That's the worst signing ever. Dufty's a fucking useless fucker.
There's going to be points in the Bulldogs next year.
Okay.
And they'll be leaking 30 points at least.
No, we're all right defensively.
Well, when was the last
time we're not great.
You kept the team under 20 points?
I don't know. I've touched something.
Yourself?
All right. Well, we've gone through all the teams. Do we have any questions to get through?
Does he? What's the live saying?
That's a good question.
Well, read it out if it's a good question.
All right. Hold on. Who's in there? Jazzy. Henry Brin's deleting the app.
Henry.
Timmy O'Connor's in there. Timmy Mac. He says, sorry, Guy, I knocked you out of the pineapple comp. Thought you had me, brother. Jacob Bell, saddest time of the year when it should be the happiest. Wish it was back at round one. Dougie Walters is in there. Yeah, now Dougie Walters is killing it. Nervous before the $50 360 cashies. I think he's up there in both of them. Have you guys gone over that yet?
Nope.
The head-to-heads?
So let's do it now then.
Yeah, all right. So
should I do it?
Yeah.
I got mine on paper.
Yeah, you go first then.
All right. In the Supercoach 360, just the non-cashy, the Supercoach 360 podcast one. That's up. Two crowd favorites, two of our classics, Richo and Saxony. Oh. They're playing off this week.
Team Saxony.
So it's going to be a classic battle between the North and the South. Then at the Run at Me Boys, I mean, that's another one of our groups. It's the Juicy Plums with Mick and Capital Punishment with Shano. And then in the Fish Tank, the 360 Fish Tank, is Bottom Dollar Rookies with Brad versus How Good Is Golf with Henry.
Ooh, that's
Henry just deleted that, so you're going all right this week, Brad.
I think Henry's only got 13 this week at the moment.
Ouch.
In the Pineapple, we just spoke about Timmy Mac, Big Timmy Turbos up against Lukey with the Penrith Powerhouse. In the Juzzy 2 is Opa Stopper versus Haley's Hustlers. Fuck, I didn't write Opa Stopper's name down. Sorry, bro.
Oh, man.
And then in the THC Cup, it was our first year, or it's actual inaugural year, the THC Cup, but the people battling out, I didn't even make any finals. I was that shit. that's Ados from the Adrianosaurus Rex podcast, Supercoach podcast. Look for the Jurassic Park looking thing versus the Supercoach Spy, which I think you find the Spy is on the playbook. And I think he does articles somewhere. I'm not 100% on that, but I'm pretty sure you can find the Spy in and around the groups as well. But you can definitely find him on the Supercoach Playbook podcast.
Yep. Just a shout out to my cashy now, my $50 cashy, Wayne Piermont Steelers. He was a minor premier and he's got all the way through to the grand final. But he's coming up against a bloke, coach of Scotty Scorpions. Now, Scott ended up just scraping in and scraped in an eighth spot. So, and he just made the top eight and he's managed to get through all the way to the grand final. So,
Scotty, nice.
Yeah, good luck to Scotty. It just shows coming from the end, you can get there. So,
all right. Well, I've got the Supercoach 360 Con 2 League, which the 40-20 is Michael and the Penny Traders Mitch are in the grand final there. And just the Supercoach 360 Con League, we've got Lukey, Penrith Powerhouse, up against Mick Richards, Brendo. Good luck, everyone.
Nice.
All right, for me, in the Juzzy 1, we got Lukey again making an appearance in Penrith Powerhouse.
Taking on
Mark in the Tip Rats. In the 360 Girls League, we got Jonah Duff, who I think we added in there to sort of fill out the numbers, taking on the Boodoos.
The Boodoos.
In the $15 league, we got Big Merv with the Little Buddies up against Wayne with the Piermont Steelers. And that's about it for me. You guys have already done the pineapple and everything like that. Fish Tank, yeah?
Did you do the Roland Australia one, Bergs?
No, I didn't.
Why?
Because I didn't have room on my paper. I thought you'd do it.
I didn't want to do it because I'm in the grand final against the VK Velociraptors, Dave. So good luck
to
me.
That's Dave Von Kutz. That's Dave Von Kutz from the paper.
Yeah, well, that's the one that's full of all the celebrities and stuff and a couple of ex-winners.
Yeah.
All right, I got a question here from Dylan. He says, who are the top three must-haves? I reckon Finch at basement price, sixes for three.
Huh?
just one of me dragons, mates. We've just moved on to BBL already. Sorry. I forgot we're still at NRL.
Don't we have horse racing?
Yeah. Sorry, I've just sort of getting ahead of myself.
Now, just quickly, I want to just while we've hit a bit of dead air space, do you know where I am?
Well, I can see Big Billy Army kick out behind you.
Yeah.
They do giveaways the cat. Yeah.
That's the CEO of the Billy Army, is that cat? So don't talk too much shit about it.
No, man, it looks like a boss. It looks like it'd mess you up. Hey, that gaze, I'm petrified as it is.
I reckon Reg will have something to say about being the mascot, personally.
I was sort of trying to show off a bit. I was just trying to say, as like the person coming first is showing, like sending me pussy pics and everything. You know what I mean? How lucky am I? it's such a delightful cat. Oh, Freddie. Freddie's actually the CEO of the Billy Armies. Nothing could happen this year.
Dead or something.
Yeah, he's hundreds in front, 400 and something.
Yeah.
So he's done well. It'd be a miracle for someone to beat him.
Well, I think as long as he gets 1,200, 1,300, he's home and nosed.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he got too disrupted by all the resting with the potted moves that he's gone.
Wow, riveting. That's it. Bring it home, Timmy. We're rooting for you, buddy. You've been right up there all year, man. You've been absolutely smashing it. We know how dedicated you are, so finish it off strong, buddy. Good on you.
Crowd favourite, Timmy.
Lance George is in there. Luke Scott. He wants to know how many players do you guys have playing this week?
Oh, I got 17.
And I got 15.
We did answer that when you were arguing with Menu Log earlier.
All right, fair enough. Cool. Dan Morgan says, evening legends. Sad to say my Tuesday nights won't be the same for a bit. He's hoping to knock off the Miso and the alleged Cashy this week, though, and finish strong just outside the top 1K. Mate, if you're up against the Miso and the alleged Cashy, I think you've already both won. So,
I think we have that question too.
Oh, well, okay. Well, someone else take over the questions then. I don't know what you've gotten up to.
Not really. Let's face facts. No one's a winner there because they both know someone's getting some money.
Well,
so it's not like you can, like, sneak off with
them. They might share, but, you know, like some couples do.
Oh, they're in love. Oh, my
man. All right. Oh, boys, Timmy's actually in the chat. He says, hey, boys, cheers for giving Freddie some airtime. She's a little bit upset you have cropped her head out. As a larger framed cat, she feels her face is her best feature.
I just tell him I was trying to get that up. Just the staunchness of her. You know what I mean? She's so staunch.
All righty.
And I don't know how to fix it.
I can see it.
Well, yeah, that's about it. There's not really many questions. Obviously, being last week, there isn't many questions. Most people probably already done and dusted or know probably pretty much what they're doing this week. So that's, yeah.
Another week of lockdown. Hopefully we get out of there soon.
I wouldn't be holding your breath.
Yeah, you dead set.
We'll be here for Christmas.
There'll be a fucking COVID fucking M strain.
They just brought out the new C18 or something. C12 might have been. That's more contagious than Delta now.
Oh, when this came out this morning. Oh,
I found out about a new
life. I bet you none of these vaccines. You know what? None of these vaccines work against it. I don't think they do.
All right, boys. Let's let's not. Let's not finish our season on this. Supercoach?
Yeah, well, I'm obviously focused on next year. But I am going to say this: if I can top score this week out of all yous, that means I've come from very last out of all of us to come very first, which is a pretty good effort.
You have. You've done well this year, mate. You really have. You mean that's it? You've kicked all of us. So good work.
I was at 20. Me and Rick Harrington were both at 28 and 29,000 there at one point. And I just turned it around and he didn't.
Wow.
Sorry, Rowdy.
Being on tonight, mate. Your ticket's going to blow away.
Done, buddy. You've done well. I'm still going to beat you, mate.
I hope you try. I do. But now, like, I don't know if you've noticed, I've got Freddie in my corner over here.
All right.
She's going to talk to the boys. She's going to talk to the boys. Yeah, sure. Charity of the week. Donate to the Red Foundation. We're in lockdown. We're poor.
Well, for the poor people, do you want to hear about my life hack that I found out you can do?
Yeah, go. So,
because I'm a betting man, right? If you bet, say, for example, on $1.75 leg, $1.75 favorite, right? If you bet 1 cent, right, you're going to get paid out 2 cents because it gets rounded up to the nearest cent. So if you're going to put $100 down on a $1.75 leg in one bet, you're going to get back $75. But if you put down that $100 in all 1 cent bets, you're going to get paid $200 out rather than $175. So that was my life hack.
10,000 bets.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like the old pokey trick. Did you ever do the pokey hack where you play the 1 cent hits? You play 2 1-cent hits. You collect the ticket and then you go put it in, and it rounds it up to $50 again, and you go put it in again, 2 1-cent hits, and then you go. Did you ever guys do that?
Nah, bro. Yeah. You just play the game instead of
then you lose the money. That way you don't lose.
Well, I mean, you got to have a lot of fucking time on your hands too.
Yeah. I'm the smoker, so I just go out there to smoke. So. I don't want to lose money.
Well, on that note, it's been a fantastic season. Thank you very much for watching, listening, enjoying, playing your super coach. We've had fun. Hopefully you have too. Let us know how you went. And
I forgot about the dudes in the $100 one.
Yeah.
That's Blake and Shano. They're battling it out for the $100 one as well.
Good on you, so Shano. Good on you, Blake.
Good luck.
Good luck to everyone. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. See you next year.
Oh, and just a heads up, if you are in the alleged cashies through the Supercoach 360, their winner takes all, no minor premiership, no second place, no nothing. It's winner takes all.
Oh, no. I've had this discussion a few times this week already.
Yeah, so just to make sure it's clear to everyone, bang, that's the way it works. So we're obviously monitoring the results and we'll get in touch with the winners after this round.
Beauty.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Cheers, guys.
Peace.
See you, peeps.
Have you finished?
Nope.
How do you?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.